Welcome to Fine Motoring with me, David Dundee. If you've got questions and to find out more about something, David at fmr.co.za and the podcast at fmr.co.za. I've been a lucky boy. I have been given an BMW M135i to test. And this is a much anticipated car. BMW has made the mark change to their platform. Previously, uniquely in the sector, it was rear-wheel drive and six-cylinder. BMW has moved forward with the times, and now we have a four-cylinder. And the range is front-wheel drive, but this particular car isn't. This one is a four-wheel drive variation, the so-called X-Drive. The car produces 225 kilowatts and 450 newton meters compared with the preceding models, which was called the M140i. It had 250 kilowatts and 500 newton meters. But, you know, as the late Lotus's Colin Chapman famously said, if you want a car to go faster, just add lightness. And that works for fuel economy too, of course. The change in this category was inevitable. That said, the car gets 4.8 seconds to the ton, and the drivetrain works, and I think it is a move forward. The looks on the car are a little bit divided. The front end is a little on the avant-garde side. The interior is the best I've seen in a BMW in years. There are some quirks, like the residual 1 to 8 buttons for the sound system, and they are programmable. But in an age of touchscreens, I don't know if that dedication with such a long list of buttons is actually all that useful. The car comes with all the gadgets. CarPlay wasn't available on this car when it was launched, but it has since been a free update, and there is CarPlay on it. Android Auto is still to come. I must say the addition of CarPlay on this was a revelation. It is a wireless CarPlay, so you don't have to plug it in to make it work. And then they did something really, really, really brilliant. They finally have a near-perfect solution for storing the phone. Just in front of the gear lever, there is a little binnacle that has a sort of rubberized bit that firmly keeps your phone in place. And while it's doing that, if your phone has wireless charging, it'll charge your phone for you. Back to the looks. The looks are avant-garde. They will grow on you. And often a good test for a new design is it a little bit too avant-garde at launch, and it gives it longer legs. I think the jury's still out on this one. I'm not sure that I'm in love with it, but I think in a year's time when I look back, I'm going to go, what a great change in looks. That front end is pretty big and aggressive, but I think we're all going to get used to it. The BMW 135 X-Drive, the price starts at 710,000 Rand roughly, and comes with a two-year unlimited kilometer warranty and a five-year 100,000 kilometer maintenance plan. The four-cylinder, although it's two-liter petrol, the power output, as we said, is 225 kilowatts and 450 newton meters through the eight-speed gearbox, good for 7.5 liters per 100 kilometers. But the issue is the performance. And in this platform, with moving from the front-wheel drive to rear-wheel drive to front-wheel drive with a four-wheel drive, the big question is, does it cut mustard? And that answer is, it depends. Is it raw? No. Is it fast and competent? Yes. The suspension has been criticized by other journalists as choppy. I think it's far from it. It's taut and predictable, amazing crisp handling, and it's very communicative. Taut is the word on this one. If you're a superhuman and the first thing you do when you get in a car is switch off the traction control, this one's not going to be for you. But if you're mortal and you want a car to make you feel superhuman through a twisted section of road and put a smile on the face, this car will be for you. Loads of fun. That's it. Fine Motoring this week with me, David Dundee. Goodbye. And if you've got questions or find out more about something, David at fmr.co.za and at podcast at fmr.co.za.